give us some of the evidence of some of this high technology of the past.
Oh, I'd be very pleased to. There have been found in some of the ancient graves in Egypt a kind of glassware that can be bent like plastic. Over in Peru, something similar has been found. And in the Roman Empire, there was discussion on drinking glasses and other items which could be bent and yet not break. What we're looking at here probably is some type of plastic technology similar to what we use today. It looks like glass, but is not glass.
What else is out there?
Well, screen projectors were used in Egypt. Screen projectors were used in some of the temples. What they did was they had movable projectors that could be advanced on wheels toward a big screen, and it would make the appearance of a person on the picture rushing at the audience or moving away from the audience. And sound was also produced, which would give the simulation of the person on the screen speaking. Now, we don't know exactly how they went about this, but we do have ancient records describing the phenomenon and how the worshippers in the temple were easily overcome by emotion to do the bidding of the priests with such technology, which was in the hands of the priests but not in the knowledge of the people as technology.
Did you ever come across anything which would give you reason to say that the Egyptians built the pyramids, but they had high technology to do so?
Yes, I do believe so. There are ancient legends handed down by the ancient Egyptians stating that they used the power waves of sound, that heavy weights were lifted in the quarries by sound waves, and that they were placed into position in the great buildings by a similar method.
If it was placed in the quarry by similar methods.
In other words, sound waves were used, certainly not pulleys and ramps, which would have to be bigger than the pyramids themselves.
Absolutely.
As far as bulk goes.
Where did all the technology go, Jonathan? Where is it?
Now, if today there was a huge disaster, George, and America was almost wiped off the map, and some of the advanced countries, Japan, Germany, and so on, the lesser civilized countries would eventually resort to a second rate of civilization, and their civilization might even well go down. There is evidence that around about 2000 BC, in Asia and in the Middle East and in South America, and yes, possibly in the Death Valley region of North America, there was a huge disaster which left radiation burns from above and melted the brickworks. In other words, we're looking at something that makes one think of perhaps atomic energy. And there are reports in documents which have been preserved in India speaking of a city that was given 7 days for its inhabitants to get out because a rocket was coming to destroy the city, just one hit, and the whole city would be destroyed. Now, in the area, the geographical area described in the old documents, today there is radioactivity found and melted brickwork. So it looks like this was not just fiction being written. There was something to do with fact.
Was there any technology beyond the Egyptians, way before them?
The technology that we have springing up around about the same time for the three or four civilizations has many points in common, suggesting that these civilizations, Egypt, the Indus Valley, Sumeria, the Maya, did not rise independently, but their impetus came from the same source because there are patterns of similarity which coincidence would not produce. And I'm speculating here. I don't think we have to speculate too much to get to it, that this great disaster that wiped out the previous mother civilization had survivors, and these survivors, once they produced enough population, were able to get these new civilizations springing up again. We're looking at what I would call the pre-flood world. 600 legends worldwide speak of this disaster as the Great Flood,
True.
A cosmic disaster.
Jonathan, this ancient technology you believe is being suppressed. By whom and why?
Technology is being suppressed, definitely, and discoveries of some of these things are being swept under the carpet or even dumped in the Caribbean Sea. We have a record of ship going out and dumping a whole lot of artifacts that didn't fit with the agenda. And one of the most prestigious institutions in the world, I don't think I ought to name it, was responsible for this one, according to the reports.
Name it. Go ahead.
Smithsonian Institution.
No. Unbelievable. Why would they? But why? What's the motive?
Well, the Smithsonian Institute was very honorably started by men who wanted to increase and disperse knowledge. But later on, the committee in charge of it became weighted with people who had a different agenda, and that was, firstly, to show that America did not have visitors before Columbus, and secondly, to help improve the public status of the evolution theory. And anything that went against both those theories was to be dumped or hidden away or destroyed.
Even if you're an evolutionist, the belief of an ancient civilization that possessed high technology should not crush that theory, should it?
Well, it goes against the idea that we are improving. It rather suggests that we did have something big at the start. We were intelligent at the beginning, and we didn't have to evolve that intelligence. As far as evolution goes, it had to be evolved slowly over a period of time, and the earliest civilization should be the most primitive.
Well, what if
archaeology is coming against that?
What if we were improving, but something happened? Maybe an asteroid hit us, or some kind of earth-shattering calamity that wiped out civilizations, and we had to start over again, as we may have to now.
Well, things aren't looking very good now, are they, George?
Mm-mm, not really.
I know. We're a bit worried about it even on this side of the world. Anyway, the evolution system does not allow for such matters at all. Evolution is a slow, uninterrupted progress, and anything like that even smells of a worldwide disaster is anathema. You're not allowed to put it into the theory.